Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. You reached the fraud department. May I have your first and last name, please?
Kathy Tucker.
Kathy's with a K.
Thank you. Okay, and how may I help you today?
Well, I was talking to this woman. She's trying to look up my account. I've had $69 taken off of my DX card, my Social Security cash card.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now if you received a charge you did not authorize, I can assist you with that. Just one moment.
Okay.
Okay, I do see where you were charged $64.99. Is that the charge you're speaking of?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Do you see that charge was for a membership that came with the purchase of a personal blender? Do you recall ordering anything like a personal blender?
No.
Okay. I see that someone had initially ordered it on December the 3rd. The shipping and handling price would have been $5.80. Was anything like that ever delivered to you?
No.
Okay. Well, if you did not order or receive this item, I can file this as a fraudulent claim. Yes, ma'am. Now, I do have to let you know that every case of fraud is forwarded for a pending investigation and that any false claim can result in a penalty. And as long as you're sure you did not order the item, I can file this as a fraudulent claim and process a full refund. Would you like for me to do that?
Please.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and cancel this account and process a refund for the $64.99 charge. The refund will take 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Okay. And also this account is canceled and that prevents any future charges.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. And is there anything else I could help you with?
No, that's it. I really appreciate your help, honey. When you get old, you never know what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am, you're definitely welcome. And thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
Thank you, honey. You too.